What are bites and stings?
Insect stings often cause minor swelling, redness, pain, and itching. Most bites and stings will heal on their own without a visit to a doctor. There are several things you can do to relieve pain and itching and prevent infection from a bite or sting. After you are stung, try to move away from the stinging insect. Bees will alert other bees, making them more likely to sting. Remain as calm and quiet as possible. Movement will increase the spread of venom in your bloodstream. It is important to remove the stinger as quickly as possible after a sting. Even a delay of a second or two in removing the stinger is likely to increase the amount of venom you receive. In less than 20 seconds after a sting, 90% of the venom is injected into your body. If you have been stung on the arm or leg, lower the limb at the time of the sting to slow the spread of venom. Hours later, if swelling is present, you can elevate the limb to help reduce swelling. To relieve pain, itching, or swelling, apply an ice pack to a bite or sting for 15 to 20 minutes once an hour for the first 6 hours. Always keep a cloth between your skin and the ice pack, and press firmly against all the curves of the affected area. Do not apply ice for longer than 15 to 20 minutes at a time, and do not fall asleep with the ice on your skin. When not using ice, keep a cool, wet cloth on the bite or sting for up to 6 hours. After the first 6 hours, if swelling is not present, try applying warmth to the site for comfort. Try a non-prescription medicine for the relief of itching, redness, and swelling. An antihistamine taken by mouth, such as Benadryl or chlortrimetan, may help relieve itching, redness, and swelling. Don't give antihistamines to your child unless you've checked with the doctor first. A spray of local anesthetic containing benzocaine, such as Solarcaine, may help relieve pain. If your skin reacts to the spray, stop using it. Hydrocortisone cream or calamine lotion applied to the skin may help relieve itching and redness. Note, do not use the cream on children younger than age 2 unless your doctor tells you to. Do not use in the rectal or vaginal area in children younger than age 12 unless your doctor tells you to. Spider bites. Spider bites are rarely serious, although any bite may be serious if it causes a person to have an allergic reaction. A single bite from a poisonous spider, such as a black widow, brown recluse, or a hobo spider, may cause a severe reaction, and it requires immediate medical attention.
What are the signs and symptoms of a black widow spider bite?
Female black widows are long-legged, shiny, coal-black spiders with an orange, red, or yellow shape on their underside that usually looks like an hourglass, but may be another shape. Female black widows are usually about 1.5 inches across, but may be smaller. A female black widow is much more likely to deliver more venom than a male spider. In most cases of a black widow spider bite, symptoms consist only of minimal to sharp pain followed by swelling and redness at the site of the bite, and 1 or 2 small fang marks like tiny red spots. In some cases, severe symptoms appear within 30 to 60 minutes. These include muscle cramps and spasms that start near the bite and then spread and increase in severity for 6 to 12 hours, chills, fever, nausea, or vomiting, sweating, severe abdominal, back, or chest pain, headache, stupor, restlessness, or shock, and severe high blood pressure.
What should you do if a black widow spider bites you?
If you believe you have been bitten by a black widow spider, get medical help immediately. Call your doctor, hospital, or poison control center. Remain calm. Too much excitement or movement will increase the flow of venom into the blood. Apply ice to the bite area. Do not apply a tourniquet. It may cause more harm than benefit. Try to positively identify the spider or catch it to confirm its type.
How is a black widow spider bite treated?
Medicine to counteract black widow spider venom, also called antivenom, is available in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. It is usually used if you have difficulty breathing or high blood pressure, or if you are pregnant. Treatment also includes medicine for pain and spasms.
What are the signs and symptoms of a brown recluse spider bite?
Brown recluse or fiddler spiders are smaller than black widows and have long legs. They are brown with a violin-shaped mark on their heads. Hobo spiders are light brown with a yellowish-green tint on their abdomens. They are about 1/2 inch across. A bite from a brown recluse or hobo spider results in intense pain, and a blister may develop that turns into a large open sore. Their bites also may cause nausea, vomiting, headaches, and chills. Brown recluse spider bites don't always hurt right away. In fact, you may not know that you have been bitten until other symptoms appear. Symptoms of a brown recluse spider bite include reddened skin followed by a blister that forms at the bite site and mild to intense pain and itching for 2 to 8 hours following the bite. The bite also causes an open sore or ulcer with a breakdown of tissue called necrosis that develops a week or more following the bite. This may take months to heal. Some people have a severe whole-body reaction to brown recluse spider bites, including the rapid destruction of red blood cells and anemia, called hemolytic anemia.
What should you do if a brown recluse spider bites you?
If you think you've been bitten by a brown recluse spider, remain calm. Too much excitement or movement will increase the flow of venom into the blood. Apply a cool, wet cloth to the bite, or cover the bite with a cloth and apply an ice bag to the bite. Do not apply a tourniquet. Try to positively identify the spider or catch it to confirm its type. A brown recluse bite can be serious and may require immediate medical care. Call a doctor if you have severe symptoms throughout your body, or if an open sore and necrosis develop. Necrosis is black, dead tissue.
How is it treated?
Medicine to counteract brown recluse spider venom is not available in the United States or Canada. Treatment depends on how severe the bite is. For bites that do not develop open sores, treatment includes applying a cold compress, elevating the bite area, and avoiding moving the bite area. If you develop an open sore or necrosis, treatment includes removing the dead skin from the sore. This may involve follow-up and replacing the dead skin with new skin, which is known as a skin graft.